Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for this new moon that's going to be occurring on May 7th or 8th, depending on where you live in the world. Before we get into the forecast for each life path number, just know that this is, of course, a general forecast. If you would like your own personal forecast or your own personal numerology reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at each life path number and what to expect with this illumination for this upcoming new moon. Life path number 7. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 1 and the 9 for this illumination. And these are two really interesting energies to have together because they're on the opposite sides of the spectrum, right? You have the 1, which is about self, identity. It's more ego-driven. It's more self-ish. It's more the leader, right? It takes the initiative. It goes after what it wants. It's new starts. It's new beginnings. Then you have the 9, which takes into consideration the all, right? The all that we are a part of. It takes into consideration doing for others, being more selfless, taking others into consideration, taking their needs into consideration. And so it's an interesting dynamic because you really are kind of being asked to look at all sides here in any situation that this is relevant for you for. But to look at your own needs, your own desires, your own hopes and wishes and dreams, as well as taking into consideration others' experiences, their wisdom, their ideas, their needs, etc. This is an interesting illumination because it brings into focus that though, you know, our first priority has to be ourselves, right? We have to fill up our own cup first, but that's not our only priority. You know, we are a collective. We are a, you know, energetically, we're all one. In, you know, physically, we all have our own unique aspects and we're all individual. But we, you know, our actions ripple out into the ether, into the collective and have an effect. So this is an interesting energy because it kind of brings into light where it is that we need to be cognizant of our actions, of how we're showing up to, you know, uplift, empower, inspire others and connect with others, and where it is that maybe in some area of our life, we need to be a little bit more selfish and stand up for ourselves, you know, take up more space. Receive more, and where it is within our life that we need to be a little bit more selfless and finding the healthy balance between the two. Because, you know, depending on where you look and when you look there, you know, sometimes the world can feel very egocentric, very much, you know, only solely focused on self and what we have to gain and what we want and you know, just basically rolling over everybody else to get there. And then other areas of the world, you can see, you know, people showing up for one another and helping each other and extending a hand and being more selfless, not sacrificing, but compromising, working with others, being that humanitarian that the 9 is. So for you all, I really do think this illumination is going to ask you to find your center, to find your balance between these two energies, because that's what's going to bring you the most joy. That's what's going to bring you the most fulfillment and the feeling of being aligned is when you're not only showing up for self, but you're showing up for others as well. When you don't only have space for self, but you have space for others as well. So, you know, It's a collective movement through this life. First and foremost, we need to make sure that our needs are met. Then we can look to help meet the needs of others. So it's definitely very nuanced. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of dynamic to this, but there will likely be a focus for you all on where is it that one or the other, right? Or both. Where do you need to be more selfish? Where do you need to be a little bit more selfless? And wherever that is will be highlighted for you at this time and see how you can show up in that way. The other thing with the 9 is there's so much here about forgiveness and compassion and empathy and grace and understanding. So if there's some area of your life where, whether it's with yourself or with others or with both, where you need to have a little bit more grace for yourself, a little bit more forgiveness, a little bit more understanding, as well as for others, to create that balance and that harmony, then this is going to be the time to figure out where that is and how to do that. That works for not only you, but for others as well, right? That's the beauty of the nine. It forces us to not only, you know, be hyper-focused on ourselves, but to also take into consideration others. And then finding that beautiful balance where, divinity lives, basically. So beautiful energy here. The other thing I will say quickly is the one can always bring, you know, big, bold, new beginnings. It can ask us to take a risk, one that we might not feel ready for, but one that can really, truly pay off. The nine asks us to release what's no longer serving us, what's not, you know, beneficial to us anymore, regardless of what that is. And we can do that in a kind way. That's the key. There's always kindness, you know, sewn throughout the fabric of the nine. So we can do that in a kind way, but sometimes there's things, whether it's relationships or belief systems or whatever, or ourselves that are standing in our own way. And so we need to release whatever that is so that we can clear our plate for more aligned things to come in, people, places, things. But if we're clinging to the things that no longer serve us, but we're afraid to let go of, we're not going to create that space for what truly can serve us and to help us to serve others, right? So just be aware that if something falls away, it will likely very quickly be replaced with something much more aligned at this time that you can work with. So move through the emotions that come up with that release, but also be open to what presents for you to work with moving forward. Don't get so caught up in the past and what kind of got pulled away that you're missing the beauty of what's standing right in front of you that's now presented, because there's something that you're meant to do with that that can be incredibly, incredibly beautiful. So very powerful energies that you all are working with for this new moon. I imagine there will be a lot of big new starts that you'll need to take a risk with, but they will likely very much pay off, especially if you're taking into consideration self and others. Beautiful energy, sevens. I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.